dial-up phone, and then the station just can contact really with any of those people.
Statements for that chair. Time that there are free will in the country.
That's right. And, you know, I think that's
free will. Again, but the good thing about it is every place, the young people are from 5 to 10% ahead of the middle group and the older group. We run 70, 72, 68 among the 21 to 34, and we run down 62, 34 to 50, and above 50 we get down to 53 or 54.
So that's promising.
And every place is young people. And the three, I just got a report from Ohio yesterday in Akron, which is very, very encouraging. But the answer, depending on the issues, civil rights is the first issue, most of them asked then. And those roughly 70-30 on the bill. Next issue is foreign policy. And a little less on that, but 2-1. The next issue is prosperity. The next issue is Medicare. The next issue is voluntary and atomic preparedness and policy. So there are the five issues. Now, Gallup's got a poll coming out tomorrow, Sunday, on the two principles, peace and prosperity. And about twice as many people think the Democrats. We have a good image on both of them. And I think we just got to talk it every time you say good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to talk about peace and prosperity. Just drive it in. This is one coming out tomorrow. I'm praying. He said he didn't know what he was doing, he didn't know what he was voting on. On one vote, it's 12 to 7.
but not against Goldwater. That's a very tough thing to, I mean, that's the best, you know, I thought there's
a good way to put it, I know, man, this race, as you said, that all the TVs I have.
That makes a difference.
It seems like if we have.
No, I haven't read about it.
Well, they just put three televisions, they connected somewhere, flash button, and keep all three of them, but you just want to sound, you get a chill sound, want to, if I'm watching, I'm going out for next speech, Robert Kennedy comes on, I just put yours, you're Robert Kennedy, next speech, and just switch one, they want CBS, NBC, ABC, and you can also see how they place it, gives you a comparison on how that word plays in there.
Very good. It's not like it's a big question. Today?
Looks like it's me, how many people in Dallas, that's here. But I just noticed that, they said, yeah, there could be on you, and on the administration, generally, both Sandy and over, the NBC people.
Were breaking, they did, but
Well, I did this last night, I did it against his license. But we agreed to buy a couple of $80 television spots in the big states, key states. Just had a little, there's not too many committed, almost as much as they have.
Who was it by the end?
Ken. Not one. Larry. They thought that they'll make you appear south of the voluntary in the big states. Keep them south of the road until they want to do a little more. Recommend the administration. But they have them in Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and these other states. You got about as far as town. And I don't think we can afford to lose the election because we don't have that to the time. You got to buy this.
Can I talk to you about that problem when I had? It's going to cost me, as I told you, at least $1 million a day.
Yes.
I think it cost at least $5 million, $6 million. I don't mind going into debt for $500,000 or $600,000. But I can't raise, quite frankly, more than $300,000 first right now. It'd be great to live. I mean, I'm not going to be public, they're all going to go in and try to beat me with time. And they love me, a lot of them are your supporters, but they don't want me. And so I've cut off from that in any case. But the one who bravely gave the Democrats gave President Kennedy and then continue with you, such as our President's Club and all that. They've already admitted, and I got in 2 months before the campaign was beginning. And they admitted, and they have members of the President's Club, and the state committee never had any contact with them, and doesn't have the caliber of people to deal with them, and solve the national committee. But I told you they sent a lot of money down here, they sent $3.5 million. When Bob Walker, who brought in 1962, financed the campaign from you, gave $350,000, which is subject to $250,000, because he didn't have any money. And so, to get started up there, I need right now $250,000 or $300,000, and I'm going to need some more money later on. If I can't run that campaign, as it is, I can raise the $3 million, and I don't mind going into debt. And, just to pay the bill, and I'd be glad to have Steve Smith come down and explain in more detail whatever you say. I mean, for instance, even if I go to Arthur Prince now, or I get you down for some money, they say, well, we're giving to the President Johnson, members of the President Committee, and they were all closely identified, associated with President Kennedy, and they were friends of mine and all that. So they're in that kind of a position that they're, you will win, and they'd like to see me win. But I don't want to get that all screwed up or competing or any of that kind of business. And even, I mean, not only because I don't want them, but two of them, it's not a struggle, and I'm not going to get into that. So I can raise some money, say today, and I can get some perhaps, you know, out of Massachusetts, I get some perhaps out of New Zealand, some of those people perhaps will help. But Steve $100,000 to get through November, I think, million.
Where are you going to get it at? We need 15 minutes for it now, after the bumper two. That's happened. And we've got the drain of all the smaller, the big cities. We got the going in and out of Ohio. I'm scared to death, you know, at least in Ohio, that we did. We got going in America and 11 states. We just made a shout out there. And we haven't spent it money yet. We'll get ready to. And the only thing we've got budget is the television and tonight. But they've got to be for four more speeches. For fundraising, then we don't know where we're going to fund. We've got to keep that house, the Senate, they have the Senate races and the House races. We make that flat. That's the whole damn thing, the whole United States. They're out.
Well, I get that.
You've got to just go in there and make those folks, everybody can in New York.
And I can't do that. I'm not, you know, I'm not, I don't,
A lot of you not saying that you expect the Democratic National Committee to address New York's support.
Well, I do, they don't.
They do,
they don't have